Welcome to Keep Moving Forward, a podcast dedicated to church revitalization, replanting, and the church in general. Each week, we look at issues within the revitalization movement, as well as interview pastors and leaders involved in revitalization. So now, please join us for this week's discussion. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Whenever it is that you're hearing this, this is your host, Don McKinnon, one of the hosts of Keep Moving Forward. You might be sitting there going, but didn't I subscribe to Practical Revitalization Podcast or the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast? And you did. But let me explain things. And that's what this whole first thing is, this first foray. This is a continuation of the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. Now, we're still going to have some of that in there. You might know of other podcasts where they have kind of multiple things going on where it seems like you're thinking you're listening to one, but then you hear welcome to the something, 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 something podcast, and you're like, what's going on there? You might see that in the future of this podcast, but here's the thing, here's the overall arching thing with us doing the name change. So, as most of you know, the original podcast, the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast, was started in April of 2017, and it was then co-hosted between myself and Eric Malloy of formerly what was First Church in Charlestown. And what ended up happening was we saw immense growth. We got a lot of good stuff from you guys. We enjoyed being there and doing stuff. But as most of you know, over a period of time, things got difficult. Eric was struggling. There were church plants in his area that he was trying to work with, and things just kept getting more and more overly complicated for him, to the point where he really had to make the tough choice of what he was going to do. And he had been working with one of those church plants and basically handed the keys of the building and everything to one of the church plants. And that church has gone on. It is, you know, now a healthy, growing church. But that was a difficult decision. And when he made those choices to eventually leave, we kind of tried to change the format. Now, it's still me and my wife doing this, but I'm here to, you know, introduce why things are going. Now, Eric is doing well. We're gonna have him back on here at some time. He and his wife Sarah have moved. They're in another state. They are being used by God in huge ways. You know, I'll be honest, like, I hear what God is doing for him, and I get jealous because, you know, I know without a doubt that he has gone on. I know that there are some friends around here that have struggled to try to understand why Eric left the area and everything. But I can say that without a doubt, when I look and hear and see what is going on with him, where he and Sarah have landed, there is no doubt that God is using him. And it's kind of an interesting thing. We'll get into that. I'm working on getting a time to have him come on here and talk about that. And I'll admit, he is part and parcel an inspiration for the new name. Because I will say this. I know when he initially stopped, and I know it's going to be like, oh, you know, is this a gossip session? No, this isn't a gossip session. This is more of a bragging on God session. But I will say that when everything happened with him, he planned to stop for a while. And really, God just kept speaking to him and influencing him, and really kept the momentum going. And you know, that's the whole thing. I haven't seen him stop. I've seen him refreshed. I will say that he is refreshed. He did take a little time off, but God just really started using him. Things started really happening. And you know, I'll admit, I think to a point, seeing how God has just been using him and everything, it really got me thinking about where I am with Legacy Church, and how, you know, it just seems that a lot of things have stalled out here, and not knowing what was going to happen, but hearing, you know, all that and seeing all that, things happened here. We have had a lot of stuff going on here, and you know, even I've been battling a lot of health issues recently. Nothing like severe, you know, nothing like, you know, heart or anything. Like, I know, as some of you know, I'm overweight. It's nothing to do with the heart. It's other issues that are congenital, born with, type doing. But those are things that, you know, you sit there and you wrestle with this stuff. Well, the name of the podcast now is Keep Moving Forward. And that reflects back to Eric. It reflects back to me. Both of us have military backgrounds. And what ended up happening is I sat there, you know, not too long ago. And, you know, we're trying to get momentum here. We're trying to get the shifts going. We you know, I'm not giving up on this church. I love this church. I love Legacy. Natalie loves Legacy. We're not giving up on this church. I have always said fight to the last bullet. And believe me, there's some good stuff going on. We're there. But the attitude of keep moving forward is military aspect, and basically it has this interesting connotation. Now you might sit there and say, what is that connotation? What is that thing that you're talking about, Don? You know, I didn't serve in the military. Well, the name is very simple. I mean, keep moving forward. You keep going no matter what's down. It's sitting there and realizing that, you know, you have a lot of stuff coming down on you, a lot of obstacles, a lot of things in the way. You know, the devil's throwing stuff in your path. And no matter what, you know, the normal person would just want to give up, throw up their hands and say, I'm out of here. But as pastors, we need to keep moving forward. We need to, you know, trust the overcomer as our guide to help us overcome the issue. And that's the thing. No matter how huge the obstacle is, you know that God is going to keep moving forward. And in some cases, we have to talk about reality. You know, this isn't like a Christian movie where everything ends nice. Now, that sounds weird. You know, like when you watch Christian movies, it seems like everything ends nice. Now, I will say, I know of one movie in my head that I know didn't end the way anybody expected. In fact, the ending is so open-ended, I think everybody does not know what happened. In fact, listening to the stars of that movie, you know, they've said that it was purposely left that way for people to guess. Now, the movie I'm thinking of is called The Second Chance. Now, if you're a revitalizer, that's a movie I would suggest, you know, finding. I know it was on DVD. It came out, man, it must have come out like 12, 15 years ago. Stars Michael W. Smith. He is the spoiled brat pastor's son of a megachurch pastor. He's expecting to get the reins of the megachurch. He's expecting to go in there and just, you know, be crowned as the king of this megachurch empire. And the thing is he does stuff that his father and the church board know that he has to be humbled in. And what they do is they send him to a church called the Second Chance, which is really... So they send him to what is essentially was where the church that his father is pastoring, where it started. And this isn't like a campus of that church. This is its own church. It's called the Second Chance Church, or Second Chance Church. And it's an inner city church. It's run by an African-American pastor. And the story is like they don't get along. Long story short, they are planning to like give the land to the city to build a freeway project or something to really gentrify the neighborhood. And Michael W. Smith's character and the pastor of Second Chance Church come to this realization that that isn't what's best for the church. And what ends up happening ultimately is they go ahead and they stage a protest, basically, and they don't want to see the church destroyed. In fact, Michael W. Smith's character is given the chance to come back to the main church and be forgiven and all that stuff, and he chooses to go back to Second Chance. And basically, the movie ends. I know. Spoiler warning. But the movie ends with the head pastor of the megachurch, you know, Michael W. Smith's character's father, Michael W. Smith's character, and the pastor of Second Chance on top of the roof of the church while police are gathering to arrest them. And it's left that way. It's left that way. So, you know, you kind of wonder what's going on. And the reason why I say that is because we want to keep moving forward. We always look at keep moving forward. But what happens when it is God's will to close a church? It's something we don't talk about within revitalization that much. And I think it's because it's a scary subject, you know. I don't want to speak for Eric too much, but I can tell you in my conversations with him, that was part of why he did what he did in giving the church over, because as he told me, it was just getting tiresome. I don't even know if that's a correct word, but it was tiring for him to basically keep competing with another church in the area that was doing the same work. And though we shouldn't be looking at it as competing, it really was, if you know all the details, where people were at times, and I think he said this on his farewell podcast that we had him, is there were people who were going to go to First Church, but there was the church plant next door, and they went to that church instead and stayed there. And so it was always a difficult decision for him because he really wanted to stay apart. You know, he loves Boston, loves the area, but really there was no options left for him. There were other things, other factors at work, which he has kept out of the public, and I'm going to keep out of the public for knowing the things that went on in there, which I don't think would paint anybody in a good light. But The thing is that he kept trying to do what he was supposed to as a pastor. He kept moving forward. There were times where he just wanted to give it up, and he kept going forward. He kept making improvements. He kept doing everything that he could, and eventually, he came to this point where he realized he had to surrender the building to God in a way, because I think that was ultimately what he did. He surrendered it to God. He saw he had partnered with this other church plant that was next to him. They were both doing work in the city, but because they were nearby, and I will say this, don't get me wrong. Now, this other church plant was, I think, one of several. I know it was one of several that had been next door to him. But this last church plant, the church plant that took over the building, the pastor there is a friend of mine also. And I will say that basically what he did was he actually had the church on another side of town of their area in Charlestown. And as things turned the way that they did, where they were eventually next door to him, it was one of those things where he basically asked him, did he mind? He talked with Eric, and that's what I think we have to do as pastors, period. If we're planting a church, if we're moving a church, whatever, if we know that there's a church nearby, talk to them, because, I've said this on many of these podcasts before, a lot of those churches look at it rudely when you put a church nearby, and I think that a lot of these churches don't sit there and talk with people. They just go ahead and do. And I think one of the best things that I've seen is a new movement towards talking to these pastors and really getting them up there for that. So anyway, that said, Eric gave that church. Now, he kept moving forward, and that's going to be when we talk to him. I'm really excited to see what God's doing. For me, it's been a tough year. Eric and I were really close. I should say we are still close. In fact, I'll be letting him know that he's been the subject of this podcast. But the thing is that it was difficult for me, because when I came to Legacy, which was then First Baptist Church of Sutton, there was really only the two of us that were really doing revitalization. If there were other pastors doing it, there was no name. I mean, honestly, when I came into this role about 5.5 years ago, we were in a difficult situation, there were just starting to be podcasts on revitalization. I think there was maybe a handful of books on revitalization, but really we didn't have anything that really talked part and parcel what revitalization was. And so that was one of those things where Eric and I just clicked. We were introduced by Dr. Terry Dorsett, and we clicked. And, we became fast friends. And it really was difficult to see him leave. When you say that somebody is closer than a brother, Eric has been that for me and Natalie many a time. And so watching him leave and everything back then, it was super difficult for us. Now, if you just heard that, that is my dog in the background. But I will say this. it really took the wind out of my sails. Because even though I have friends, I have pastor friends, really it becomes difficult. Like with Eric, I felt that I had somebody that knew what I was going through, you know, was on the same wavelength with me. And what I mean by on the same wavelength is that him, you know, he questioned the same things I did. We, you know, wrestled with different things. We both didn't want to go deep into the church growthy stuff, which has now become very, you know, very much the thing within revitalization, that people want to take what they can, the good stuff out of church growth movement, but throw the rest over to the side like you would, you know, when you're peeling potatoes, you know, you're throwing the skin away or in the eyes and all that stuff. So that's what happened, but I had the wind taken out of my sails. And I was also going through a difficult time last year. Within all of this, Eric coming to this realization, at the same time, I hit this, I don't know what to call it, but we had people who were coming to the church, ulterior motives, we came to discover. They wanted to change it. They wanted to make it their church. You know, and when I mean that, I mean like they wanted to give the money to, you know, almost have the church wing named after them. You know, the type of people I'm talking about. And, when they left, it felt like the eyes of the people in the church were on me. Like, what did you do? So I was feeling like I was failing, and I'm trying to talk to Eric at this time, but Eric is at this time no longer a pastor, and, you know, I'm trying to talk to other pastors about it, and it really began to affect me. And then over the summer, we had more people leave. We had families that had been here a while and looked like they were going to land here, leave. And it really became very difficult. Then, in late fall of last year, I had the ultimate betrayal, so to speak. Had an elder up and walk out, resign, knowing full well, you know, and this was going to be a difficult thing. We had other things going on, but this elder was not doing biblically what he was supposed to. And since then, I've found out that he did more. There were things that he was hiding, sins he was able to hide from me that made it more difficult. And I just really, really struggled with that. And so I'll admit, you know, with everything going on and other things, I was limping out of 2022. And as much as it was a thing of trying to see where God was at work and everything, it was difficult for me. Very, very difficult. But, you know, you keep moving forward. Even though you don't know what's going on, you keep moving forward. And that is where this podcast new name comes from. So it's that we're moving forward. We're you know, the difficulties are there, and I don't know what's going to happen to this church. You know, I don't know if God will move me and Natalie on in the future. But it's always one of those things that you got to be ready for, and always be preparing your people for the possibility of, you know. I think of Jeff Christofferson. He's got an example in his book Kingdom Matrix where, you know, when a church is built around the personality of the pastor, it's a bad thing. And that's one thing I've always tried to not let this church become, is built around my personality, because, you know, I don't have the greatest personality at times. But the main thing is that we sit there and we want this church to go on. And so now we have a partnership that we've begun, and we are looking forward to a lot of changes going on here, a lot of positive changes. And, you know, I don't know where God is going to move this church in the future, but I feel positive about it, and I'm keep moving forward. And so that's what the whole name of this podcast is that we are trying to move forward. We are trying to move forward with this podcast. We are trying to move forward into the next 5 years. Now, I know we're a little late to the game. We're almost 6 years old, almost as old as we were when we started this podcast, but we're going to keep moving forward. And I hope you're going to be here for the journey. I hope that you're going to be here to see what happens, because this is a battle. And the name comes from the military line of thinking, that no matter how bad the obstacles are, no matter how big it seems that the chips are down, you just keep moving forward. And, you know, I got to inspire a pastor the other day, because he was down. He was feeling the enemy crushing him. And I reminded him of this, that the devil is that general. You know, we have two generals fighting each other, Jesus and the devil. And now we already know Jesus won the battle, but the devil's still going to fight. The devil is still fighting. The devil thinks he's going to win, but we know he's going to lose, because the Bible tells us that he has already lost the war. But he's still a general, and he's still going to go after the majors and the colonels and the lieutenants and the captains and the commanders of the Lord's army. And Pastor, you are one of those people. So whenever you feel down, realize that you got to keep moving forward. Realize that no matter how bad those chips are down, no matter how bad you want to just throw the hands in the air and say, I give up, keep moving forward. Remember the one thing that you know is that the enemy is defeated. You know what his outcome is, because you have read the book of Revelation. You know where he's going. And remind him of that by keep moving forward. And with that, I'm going to say, keep moving forward.